Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dirty Rowdy Thing by Christina Lauren. Read by Shayna Thibodeau and Sebastian York.
Chapter 1. Harlow. I burst through the doors of this random Starbucks in this random neighborhood in the hopes of forgetting the second worst lay of my life. Toby Amsler. Fantastically flirty, hot, and with the added bonus of being on the UCSD water polo team, he had all the makings for a night of world-class, toe-curling fun. False advertising at its finest. You see, when it comes to potential love interests, guys typically fall into three basic categories. The man-whore, the misunderstood, and the mama's boy. The man-whore, in my experience, comes in any number of shapes and sizes. Dirty rock star, muscled quarterback, even the occasional irresistible hot nerd. Their strength in bed? Generally, dirty talk and endurance, both of which I'm a fan. Sadly, this doesn't always translate into skill. The misunderstood often takes the shape of an artist, a quiet surfer, or a soulful musician. These boys rarely know what the hell to do, but at least they're willing to try for hours. The mama's boy is the easiest to spot. Here in La Jolla, he usually drives his mom's hand-me-down Lexus and keeps it in pristine condition. This type takes his shoes off as soon as he walks indoors and always maintains eye contact while speaking. In bed, the mama's boy offers few benefits, but at least they tend to be tidy. Toby Amsler turned out to be the rare combination of mama's boy and man-whore, which somehow made him exponentially worse in bed. The only thing more awkward than his vacuum suction oral skills was being woken by his mother bringing him tea and Cheerios, without knocking, at 6 a.m. Not my finest wake-up call. I'm not sure why I'm surprised. Despite what film and music would have women believe, these guys are all hopeless when it comes to the female orgasm. They learn sex from watching porn, where giving the camera a good view is the goal, and no one really cares if it works for the girl, because she'll pretend it's awesome regardless. Sex happens up close and inside, not at camera's length. Guys seem to forget that. My heart rate has yet to return to normal, and the couple in front of me is ordering at a snail's pace. He wants to know, what's good for someone who doesn't like coffee? Probably not a coffee shop, I want to snap, but I don't, and remind myself that it's not this particular man's fault that all men are clueless, that I'm frustrated and cranky. I swear, I'm not usually prone to dramatics. I'm just having a bad morning, and I need to breathe. Closing my eyes, I take a deep breath. There. Better. I step away and scowl at the pastry case while contemplating my choices. And then I stop, blinking twice before narrowing my eyes and peering more closely at the case, or rather at the reflection in the case. Is that? No. Finn Roberts, standing behind me? Leaning forward, I can see that visible beside my own reflection and in line just behind me is indeed Finn. My brain does the immediate mental pat-down. Why isn't he in Canada? Where am I? Am I awake? Am I having a Finn Roberts nightmare in Toby Amsler's twin-sized waterbed? I convince myself it's a trick of the light. Maybe my brain has finally shorted out on the one morning I'd give my left arm for an orgasm. Of course, that would make me think of Finn, right? Finn Roberts, the only guy who ever managed to dodge my convenient guy category strategy. Finn Roberts, the notorious ex-husband of 12 drunken hours in Vegas, who was good with hands, lips, and body, and who made me come so many times he told me he thought I passed out. Finn Roberts, who turned out to be an asshole, too. Trick of the light, it can't be him. But when I chance a tiny glimpse over my shoulder, I realize it really is him. On his head is a faded blue mariner's cap.